Okay, we've been talking about, we started last week talking about the long winter. That it is a long amount of time, but it's a time to finally tap into parts of ourselves that we didn't know about. We talked about last week how I went to the Kaisel and I saw a photographer telling a kid who's a bar mitzvah boy, put your head like this against the Kaisel, you know, maybe he started crying, whatever. Now go over here, there's more light, fix your tefillin. We're all outside of ourselves. We're living outside. And over this period of time, a person can break through to new places. And last week we talked about finding your neshama. Every one of us has a neshama that's hiding, and a person can access it by going deeper and deeper and deeper until finally they're in touch with new enjoyments, new feelings of what they're supposed to be doing with life. But now we're going to do something else. And this is something that Ledaiti will take care of a person's successes in all areas of life. In all areas of life, this is one of the biggest problems today. And a person who gets this will become an Emes HaBen Torah, first and foremost, but also will be successful in every other area. And that is part of what we've been talking about, which is looking at yourself from the outside. From the outside. Everything today is take a picture. I'm from the outside. There's some nakuda over here which has to be discussed, which is we're almost watching ourselves in a movie. We're watching ourselves in a movie. Everything we do, instead of doing it, we're watching ourselves doing it. But more than that, we want everybody to watch us in this movie. There's a new concept that did not exist when I was a kid. Something that did not exist when I was a kid. It's called FOMO, fear of missing out. There was no term like this when I was a kid, and when it started coming up, as I was getting older, I didn't know what it was. People said FOMO, FOMO, FOMO. Fear of missing out. And I can tell you that in my travels in yeshiva, the most prevalent thing that has to do with whether a person will be doing well or not is how much he is absorbed in what other people are doing. It is the number one influence in a person's life and the number one cause of virtually everything that's going on today. And the question is, why didn't we have this when we were kids, right? Never did I ever tell my mashgiach that I was afraid to fall asleep because something might go down in the dorm. So why? Why psychologically did this new phenomenon come up where a person can't go to bed, he can't go here, he can't go there because something might be going on over there and there? Let's try to picture what happens when a child is born today, okay? In the old days when a child was born, you know what they said? Mazel tov, it's a boy, right? And the wife and the husband sit there crying, saying Shevach Tashem. Then they collect themselves and they call mom and dad. Right? You have to call the in-laws too. There's no choice, right? You have to call everybody. And you tell them all the good news. Today, no, it doesn't work like that. The child is born into a chat group. He's born onto WhatsApp. Like, as it's coming out, boom! The entire world knows about the mazel tov. And then your in-laws get upset. How come everybody else knew before us? A person is born as a chelek of millions of people from day one today. Everything that happens to them has to do with other people. It is absolutely frightening. And it comes to the point where a person can't feel comfortable going to bed when they're tired, even though they want to go to bed. They want to learn. They want to go out with this group. But they're constantly feeling like their very being, who they are, is connected with everything that's going on, and if they don't hold on to the entire world, they will lose themselves. They will be destroyed. They will become null and void, total non-factors. This is happening everywhere. This is happening everywhere. And we have to be omed on this sugya. And Rav Volba Zatzal said something prophetic. It's like nevuah. This was written over 20 years ago. The name of his sefer, Ali Shor, which is from the most monumental works of this era, the Ali Shor. What's the name Ali Shor? Most people who read it can't pronounce it. What does the words Ali Shore mean? He has two volumes. The second one's is thicker than this. Ali Shore comes from the pasuk about Yosef HaTzadik, that women were gazing at his beauty from the fences. They were standing there by these walls and peering from the outside, looking at his beauty. And Rav Volba says that the problem of this generation, this is 20 years ago, is that they're sitting in Batei Midrashos, they're here with us, they're even part of yeshivas, but they're totally living on the outside. They totally don't know what it is, Talmidei Chachamim, they don't know what it is to have a real rich and beautiful home. Everything's on the outside, on the outside, on the outside. And Rav Volba started this sugya, but you know, today it's not that people are sitting in a beis medrash and they're on the outside. It's that everything we do, every goy is on the outside of being a goy. Everybody's on the outside of their life. They don't feel that anything's happening unless they identify people. I am now buying Fruity Pebbles. So you type it in. Now it's chal that I did a Maisa Kinyan on my Fruity Pebbles. Because everybody knows that I did it. What's happening? And no one can get anywhere until they deal with this issue. It's baruch umenusa. It's tested and proven that the only way to become successful is to do things on your own. You can check in all of world history. I'm not such a bucky in history, but I'm positive this is true. Anyone who's made a major mark in world history, without fail, has been called crazy by someone else, or maybe everybody in the world. Why? It's pashut why. Listen to the lumdus. If I'm famous for bringing something new to the world, that means it wasn't there before, which means everyone will think that it can't be there, and you're crazy, and it won't be there, and nothing like that could ever happen. And therefore, they will scream and scream and scream. And the person who perseveres and says, I have a good idea, I'm following through, will change world history with whatever he's doing. That makes sense in all areas of success. What I happen to have a neighbor, his name is Mort Zuckerman. He's the CEO of the Daily News. And he was quoted as saying, we asked him about his success. He was quoted as saying the following, Zuck. The dogs may bark, but the caravan moves on. It happens to be a Zayar, Agav. He said, good. The dogs may bark, but the caravan moves on. Every successful person hears barking and barking and barking and is dancing to the bank. If you know you have a good investment, you laugh, let them laugh, you'll go right to the bank. That's the sign of success. But there's so many people who are so afraid of this type of thing, of moving forward and getting into it. So let's go slowly. And Chazal talked about this 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago. The Chovas Halvavas, Rabbeinu Bachya Ibn Pekuda, tells us something that's a little bit exaggerated. He says, worrying about flattering people. He tells us why worrying about flattering people and Avodah Zarah are similar, but he goes a little bit further, which is way too extreme. Maybe they should have edited this. He says there are four reasons why Avodah Zarah, why serving other gods is better than worrying about impressing people. Four reasons. I'm not going to go through all of them, but that sounds like an exaggeration. One of them is the following. He says when you serve another god, so you get one idol, two idols. How many idols can you fit in your house? Right? Three, four, five. He says, but if you're somebody who cares what people think, you have billions of Avodah Zarahs. Everywhere you look is someone that you're serving. Every person, you care so much what they think that they could knock you down and turn you into a nothing. So you're bowing down to every single person, he says. Much worse than Avodah Zarah. A person who can't live without public opinion. Everything he's doing, he's defining with himself. Rahman al-Itzlan. His whole image is based on other people. And the Chovas Halvavas says something even more. This is in Shar Yichun Maisa Perek Hei. Listen to this gem. He says there was a chassid. A chassid at this time was way before the Baal Shem Tov. These are different types of chassidim, very righteous people. A chassid said to his friend, Hanishta Vesa, were you equalized? Whoa, what is equalized? Was everything in your life equal? Everything. He didn't know what he's talking about. Amar lo be'eze inyan. And what do you mean everything equal? He says, nishtave be'necha shevach v'agnus. If someone compliments you or insults you, do you feel it the same way? Interesting question, right? If someone compliments me, I'd feel very happy, right? If someone insults me, get very angry. He says, did you get to that level? Amar lo, lo. I didn't get to that level. Amar lo, imkein adayin lo higata. You haven't made it in life. Hishtadel, keep trying. Ulai tagiel madrega azos. Maybe you'll get to this great madrega. Ki hi el yonoshib madrega sachasidim. This is the highest level a person can get to. What? Excuse me. A lot of people in my life have had constructive criticism, right? Constructive criticism. People say, you know, they have constructive criticism. People have insults. Nothing? I can't feel anything? What he's talking about over here is the following. Of course, when a person gets a compliment that's real and someone says, you're good at something, then you're supposed to feel good. Wow, Rebbe believes in me. I remember when one Rebbe of mine was in the crowd. It changed my life. I was a bacher. I was giving a schmooze in shul, and my Rebbe showed up, and I didn't know what to do. And he came over to me afterwards, and he said, that was absolutely gewaltig. And I was dancing my way through the streets. Changed my life. The Chovas Avavas is saying to ignore such a thing, or someone says, you jerk, you know? Just not supposed to care. What is going on in this Chovas Avavas? The Chovas Avavas is telling us what's going on in our lives. Of course, constructive criticism and real compliments that are worth something, you're supposed to feel good about and build them. But then there's just comments. Everyone's just making comments all day. Just, yeah, you're good, you're bad, you're good. What? I'm good? What? I'm bad? What? I'm good? What? I'm bad? What? I'm cool? What? I'm a chiller? What is it? What? I'm bad? What? I can have a three-pointer? I can't, I'm not good? What? They think I'm gonna start in football? What? I'm gonna be good? Avodah Zarah worse. A person can't function like that. A person can't build himself like that. Hishtavesa. Are you living your own existence? Own existence. And the Bali Musar take this to a new level. There's something called focus. You know what it's called, focus, in Hebrew, in Lashon Chazal? When a person's in something and serious about it, Kovid Rosh. Kovid Rosh. Kovid Rosh means a seriousness. Says the Alter Mikelem. It's brought by Rabbi Rucham in Das Torah, Mitzora Amud Kuf Yud Zayin. The word Kovid Rosh means to be serious. But he says, you know, if you literally translate the word Kovid Rosh, it sounds like having a heavy head. Imagine a head that weighs the size of the amount of an elephant, right? A few tons. It doesn't move, right? What does that have to do with seriousness? And then there's something called Kalas Rosh, right? Kalas Rosh is, right? A guy who's just, whatever it is. I'll call upon him. That's Kalas Rosh. He notices the following thing, that when somebody's in a zone, when somebody's serious about something in life, he says, his head is heavy, means he doesn't move. He's doing something. There's a lot of things going on in the Beis Medrash or other places. He doesn't move his head. Not because he's trying to be very religious. Not because of that. But because he's into something. He's doing something. So he doesn't lift his head. Says such a person is a focused person who has a job to do. Who's interested in being somebody. And then there are the people, he says, every time the door opens. So you'd say, oh, they have attention deficit problems. No, they don't. They're medicated. They're well medicated. So what's pshat? So why are they lifting their head? Everybody today. Baruch Hashem, this is our door. We have all the gifts for concentration. So why is the guy lifting his head? Says the altar of Kelm, his head is light. Kalas Rosh. He's not living in his zone. Everything just is like interesting, but nothing's happening around him. Nothing exciting is coming in. Wow, look who came in with an iced coffee. That's really something that's worth lifting my head for. Nothing is going on. But the guy who's in the zone, he's living in an olam pnimi, in an internal world of richness, of what's going on with him. And the Gemara Nida, I think it's a Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida says, on daf lamed amud beis, Hashem makes a person take a shvuah when he comes into the world, right? The baby, the neshama is dropped into the baby, and beforehand Hashem gives him a shvuah. Mashbi'in oso, tehi tzadik va'al tehi rasha. Be a tzadik and don't be a rasha. Okay. Then it says something interesting. Vafilu kol ha'olam kulo omrim lecha tzadik. Everybody says, you're a tzadik, right? Everybody. He's the tzadik. They even call him Davidol the tzadik. That's his nickname in yeshiva. And he's like, yeah, I'm the tzadik. I'm the tzadik. Right? Ata b'einecha k'rasha. You should look at yourself as a bad guy. This is why you can't read these things without supervision, right? This sounds very strange, right? Everyone's telling you you're a tzadik. David's got to get up there and go, I'm terrible! I'm a rasha! No, come on. This is what happens to people who read Gemaras without Rebbeim. They become crazy weirdos, right? They wear white at the Kosel. It's a big problem. That's not what the Gemara means. That can't be pshat. You know what pshat in this Gemara is? Im yomru lecha adam ata tzadik. Everybody's telling you you're a tzadik. Right? So where are you gaining your self-image from? Other people. Tie be'enecha k'rasha means criticize yourself. Take yourself to task. Stop defining yourself by other people. Analyze what's happening in your life. Are you really what they're saying about you? Or do you have work to do? Are you really somebody that everyone should bow in your presence? Or do you have something to do with your life? Live inside your own life. Im yomru lecha, if they tell you you're a tzaddik, find a way to disregard that. It's not talking about the Rebbe who says, you've achieved more this man, look what you've done, and you get chizuk from that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about losers who are complimenting you. They don't know anything about being a tzaddik. They don't know anything about anything. They're like, you're a tzaddik, you're a tzaddik. And you just love it. You're just eating it up like more, more, more. And you're a flake. You're a nothing. And you haven't built yourself for a second. And you're living off an image of other people. Not living our own lives. Rachmana Litzlan. Rachmana Litzlan. And Rav Dan Segel Shlita once said in a vat. I was there at this vat. He said that his Rebbe, Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, Pachad Pachad. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein. I don't know if our eyes in this generation could even see Rav Chatzkel Levenstein. It wasn't that long ago. But we're in a different generation than Rav Chatzkel. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein was giving a vad to some bachrim, and he said, Don Segel is a bucky b'shas. That's what he said. Don was in the crowd. And if it wasn't enough once, a little bit later, he said, Don Segel is a bucky b'shas. And he said to Rav Don, he said, Rav Don, and he didn't say Rav Don, he probably said Don. I have to say Rav Don, right? He said, the second time you already believed what I was saying. Right, the first time, come on, I've just done a few masechtas, come on. It's like, no, taka. I'm a bucky b'shas. Right? Because he's not living in your own life. Not living in your own life. And Rachmana Litzlan, we see so many people who don't get a chance in this door. Everything they're doing is about keeping up with other people. People will even take their children to the grave before ruining their shiduchim, right? Already the kid is 3, right? He needs major help. And there's like, shiduchim, right? This kid is gonna come into marriage like Frankenstein because my parents were worried about me, shiduchim. It's like a monster. You could have helped him at 3 years old, shiduchim. You know what shiduchim means? I'm an airhead. I don't care about my children. I live based on only simchas and all those types of things, and that's how we just take family pictures and send them out to the world, and we don't do anything for anyone, we don't do anything for ourselves, we don't do anything for our children. Shiduchim! Right? I end up hearing the horror stories of these shiduchim, right? These girls who manage to be the perfect Beis Yaakov girl in a picture. And boy, could they have used somebody to make them a little more real. Rachmana Litzlan, this is happening everywhere. Everywhere. Lo yu'umen ki yisuper. It's coming from not manning up to ourselves, to finding the problems and feeling the richness of growth, of making real progress. And anytime a person is surrounded by negativity is the number one reason for not being successful. Always negative people don't do anything. It's very easy to knock things. You don't have to be all that intelligent to knock things. The Chovos HaVavos and the Shari Tshuva say both. They both say this concept that a Chacham was teaching his Talmidim. He saw an Avela sitting on the street. It's brought in the Chovos HaVavos, Shar Kniya Perek Vav. A Avela sitting on the street, a carcass, and they're all saying, what a stench, terrible, gross, what's going to be over here? And the Rebbe said, no, look how white its teeth are. Look how white its teeth are. That's a Chacham. Why is that a Chacham? He's not a realist, Bechlal. He's not a realist. Yeah, he is a realist. You know why? I'm stuck here with a carcass, okay? What can I get out of it? What can I get out of it? I don't want to sit here moping my whole life. I want to become something. I want to do something with myself. That's a Chacham. Those are the people who become something. Even in this situation, we've been zocha to see people be omid b'nisayin. It's very hard in yeshiva right now. Very hard in yeshiva. And you learn a lot about people. People who really rise to the occasion. They say, yes, all my stuff is burnt, but I'm alive. Just last week, two children, Rachmana Litzlan, died from a situation that was similar or even maybe less of a danger than what I was in, because if this would have happened at night, who knows what it is. I want to be constructive. I came here for a winter's mind. I came here. Let me look for every way to build myself. And I'm going to disregard everyone who's negative. They could all take a hike because they're bringing me down. I have COVID Rosh. I came here to do something. And this is always the only most important, at least, sign of success. The most important sign of success is someone who knows how to do this against other people. He knows how to be positive in the face of others. I met a Holocaust survivor. His name was Rav Mark. He lived not too far from here. He was down the block in Or Sameach, a wonderful man, Rav Mark. And he said the amazing thing. He said, how did he deal with the Holocaust afterwards? How did he deal with it? He said that in the Holocaust, there was Chaim and there was Mavis. There are things that you could get out of the Holocaust that are life or death. He said, I made a Kabbalah for my whole life. I only focused on the positive things that I could learn from my experience, and anything or anyone who talked negatively about it, I ran away from them because it's not going to do anything for me. How could a person do that? He had body lice in the first camp, and in the second camp, he was wearing no clothes. It was so hot in the second camp that it killed all of his body lice, just the sheer heat. And this was somebody who lived. He became an amazing man right down the block in Or Sameach, a tzaddik yisod olam. He built maestas. He was a builder. He was a builder. And this is something that a person has to figure out quickly. Quickly. This is the thing that destroys everyone or makes everyone. The people who are always like, when is it going to be official that my friends stop going to town? Right? So he waits for the official time that he feels like a loser to go to town. That's how it works. Meaning the pshat is, Kol's mom that they're going, so now he's afraid of them. So then he'll wait to be afraid that he has to stay back. This is the yo-yos that we found, who never became anything. They wait until the masses do something, and then they've never done anything. Who wants to break the pattern? You know how angry your friends get at you when you break the pattern? When somebody leaves the hookah chill, and who knows where it is, like, that scum of the earth. He thinks he's Jewish? He came, he's got, sits us out and chuckling, fakers. Right? He left the chill. But ultimately, it's Baruch Manusa. Everybody follows that guy. And the reason they hate him so much is because they know he's right. And it drives them nuts! It drives them crazy! It weakens the group! And that's exactly what winners do. They know how to weaken groups by finally deciding things. Right? People had a great Yom Kippur. They thought they weren't going to do anything wrong. Come Sukkot, and they're like, I'm not going to do anything wrong. Want to go with me? Okay. Airhead! Like, what happened? Like, you were there in the Ela. Oh, you're whacking yourself. Like, I'm never going to do it. Want to come with me? Okay. You know why you're doing it? Not because you're about Taiva. You're afraid of your friends. Check yourself. More than anything in our lives, we're afraid to say no to our friends. And no one becomes anything like that. It's a fear of other people. Everything that I have, I'm afraid of missing out. I can't enjoy something I'm doing because someone else is doing something else. Someone else is doing something else. Rachmana Litzlan, there are rooms, there are dorm rooms where you go in there in the morning and it's a graveyard. Right? Not a peep. Right? So people say they can't get up in that room. Why? Because no one else gets up in that room. Right? We learned Parshas Noach last week. You know what it says about Noach? Ish tzaddik b'dorosav. Noach was a tzaddik in his generation. Right? Any way you slice it. Okay? Noach was a tzaddik. Why was he a tzaddik? He went against the grain. Somebody who gets up in one of those rooms in the graveyard, he might as well have a teva built for him. He's like Noach a tzaddik. He's mamish in that room, in room 5 or 6 or 7. He's the Noach, and everyone's throwing things at him and trying to kill him. Stop getting up for chakras. You're ruining the quiet. Right? But he's a real man. And a person has to decide when he wants to start doing this. And there are people who are 80 or 90 who have never even started this process. Never even started. You know, I didn't plan on telling you this, but I'll tell it to you. Why not? I have a Kabbalah from Rav Dan Segel that if a story comes to mind, you say it, because there's a reason for it. I'm here giving drushes to you guys. I give drushes, this is what I do. Do you know that in Koilo, when we were learning Rabbi Kiva Eger's, Rashba's, Rabbi Chaim's, right, killing each other and learning, this strength of mine to give drushes was never used in Koilo. And I was reading my Musar Svarim, of course I was learning in Koilo and I was doing well in Koilo, but I was also doing things that nobody cared about. Nobody cared about it. You know when was my big time that I got to speak? The Hanukkah Masiba. Okay? We need somebody to know something that's not the Rashba, Stark. Right? That was my big mimet. Okay? But it was something that I liked and something that I was good at. And I kept doing it because it was me. Because it was me. And this happens to every one of us. There's so many things that are us, that are who we are. And we're afraid to let it happen. And this will affect every area of life. Every area. Every area for a guy. And lahavdil, ben kodesh l'cho, every area for a yid. And this, I think, is the tifkite in what Hillel HaZaken said. Hillel HaZaken in Perek Hamishi, actually there's tifer pshatim here in the Marsha and Rashi, but I'm going to tell you the pshat that I think applies to our dar. Hillel HaZaken says, at the time of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Imani Khan, if I am here, Hakol Khan, everybody's here. Vim Eni Khan, Mi Khan. And if I'm not here, nobody's here. And this is what he said at the happiest time of the year, at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, where we said, on Yom Kippur, fortunate are the eyes who saw such a simcha, where Chazal say anyone who hasn't seen a simcha Beis HaShoeva has never seen simcha in their life. What is joy? Joy is where you could feel that if I'm here, the party is here. Imani Khan! If I'm doing this now, then everybody might as well just start snapping with their phones and putting me on every WhatsApp group because I'm the king of the world. Whatever they're doing now doesn't mean anything. It's all happening here. Imani kana kolkan. Vimi inani kan. And if I'm not here, where I'm supposed to be, then nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. That's the source of real happiness for people. The people who don't learn how to do this just become yo-yos, going back and forth every emotional experience. They don't get it. And perhaps I would go as far as to say that this is the most important message in terms of the human psyche, at least, in terms of the human psyche that I could offer you in Yeshiva Sedera Satira. This is a shmooze that has to be repeated over and over again because of modern technology. I don't have to say it. You could be on a plane and listen to it again, and I could listen to it again. But we do this all the time. We're too afraid to become ourselves. We're too afraid to get in. To move into our real lives. And the people who do it, you'll see, everyone starts following them. I always watch. The heroes in first year become the leaders of our yeshiva in third and fourth and fifth year. It happens all the time. And during first year, I'm coaching them, making them feel good while other people are making mistakes. that you're big and you're investing in yourself. And then in second year, people ask them their advice. I watch this. If I have no wisdom, I have age. This is what happens to people who ignore other people. They just start emerging, and eventually the guys who are just passing out from emptiness every night start being really, really jealous of these friends who had that type of clarity. We should all be zocha to this. We should all be zocha to build ourselves this winter. We have a winter to really push through. We've had a very hard start. A very hard start. And there are a lot of people who knock things. There are people who even knock raising money for a Sefer Torah, right? All of a sudden, Rosh Yeshiva gives the shmooze. We're going to raise money for a Sefer Torah. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to do it. He said $1,000. I'm going to do $10,000. Then your friend goes, the Rosh Yeshiva is short on cash. What are we doing this for? What's going on here? Lousy excuse for raising money, Sefer Torah, Shmefer Torah, right? Rachmana Litzlan. Rachmana Litzlan. This happens all the time. Oh, I guess. And then you don't even show up. You don't even show up. A person who says, I have an opportunity, he capitalizes. $10,000 are coming for me in 2 hours. Watch me. Put me in the Jewish Week. Let me become famous for this. Put me on the cover of Mishpacha magazine. I'm going to be somebody who does better than everybody else. Let them all have a jewel outside while I'm raising money for this. I'm going to do it. And you see, this is what's going to happen in every area. Who's going to know Maseches Kedushin? Who's going to finally take care of their bad midas? Who's going to start getting up for Shacharis? Who's going to be the first is always the one who's bothered by things that are internal and not bothered just because it's the in thing to do. Shalom.